This is a mock QRR 200 to 220, back again. Ready. Residents of Townsville, North Queensland, don't need to leave the couch to enjoy products from their local BP service station. The FTSE 100 oil and gas giant started a service in 2019, allowing its customers to order crisps, snacks and drinks from BP forecourts and have them delivered to their door. The couch food service is run with Uber Eats and now covers dozens of stations across Australia's east coast. We know consumers are looking for ease and enjoying the things that matter to them most, like spending time with family and friends at home, said Adam Arnold of BP when the service launched. On the other side of the world, in Bromley, southeast London, residents can buy a bacon wrap or a latte from the BP service station and have it delivered via Deliveroo, couriering food to customers' houses may seem an unlikely step for companies that have traditionally sold fuel for a living. But petrol station owners globally are trying ever more creative ways to keep and monetize business in the electric car as the electric car era looms. The decline of the combustion engine is a dual threat. Customers can charge at home or at work instead of trekking to a fuel station. Money made on electricity tends not to be as good as petrol. Higher margin food, drinks, snacks and services such as car washes, however, are a good way of keeping customers' attention and getting them to open wallets. If a filling station today is relying for its sustainability very much on fuel, 60% or more, they are at risk, says Brian Madison, chairman of the Petrol Retailers Association. But filling stations that have strong ancillary businesses, convenience offering, MOT bays, garage workshops, caravan site, automated car washing, jet washing, all those things will help to preserve it. You've even got laundrettes at service stations now. The threats facing the UK's petrol pumps today follow decades of decline and consolidation amid competition from supermarkets, as well as environmental regulations which made it harder for smaller companies to survive. It brought the total number of petrol stations from 37,500 in 1970 to 8,591 at the end of 2014, according to the UK Petroleum Industry Association. About 176 closed each year in the decade to 2014. The trend then levelled off to 8,380 forecourts, with a net loss of only 5 during 2020. While the pattern of falling pump numbers has been repeated across Europe, the UK still has thousands fewer stations than Italy, Germany, Spain and France. All are larger geographically, although Spain's population is much lower than Britain's, roughly 67 million. Italy's fragmented market, which boasted about 20,800 stations in 2018, is an outlier, with operators historically resistant to government efforts to cut station numbers and increase market competition. Still, numbers there have also fallen. In the UK, recent years have seen growing private equity interest in the sector, offering money to transform stations' offerings. In 2016, Lone Star bought the MRH chain before selling out 2 years later for £1.2 billion to Clayton Dubilier and Rice CD&R. The American rival combined it with Motor Fuel Group, MFG, to create what is now the country's biggest chain. The tie-up competes for dominance with the rivals such as EG Group, owned by Blackburn's Issa Brothers, and private equity firm TDR Capital, which runs 395 UK petrol stations. As this happened, stations' role in people's lives also changed. Several forecourts have closed this week amid panic buying of petrol triggered by mild fuel shortages due to a shortage of tank drivers to deliver the liquid good. Increasingly, however, it is not the main reason for visits to the local petrol station. BP, which has a tie-up with Marks & Spencer, said in 2017 that half of visitors to its sites do not buy fuel. The trend is mirrored across industry, with more than 88% of UK sites now offering some form of retail, according to KPMG. Forecourt owners are now seeking to build on that trend in the era of the electric car. The Issa brothers have announced plans to put 200 Asda On The Move stores on their forecourts. 5 months after buying the supermarket chain with TDR for £6.8 billion. This week, their EG group bought a further 52 KFC restaurants, bolstering the fast food chain's presence on their forecourts. CD&R, meanwhile, has lodged a $10 billion takeover offer for supermarket chain Morrisons, pitting it against the rival consortium Fortress. It has said it would look to combine its more than 900 MFG sites with the 339 owned by Morrisons, opening the grocer's convenience stores on the sites. MFG is investing £400 million to overhaul its chain and add electric vehicle charging points. On Tuesday, it reopened a station in Putney, southwest London, complete with 8 150-kilowatt charging bays, which can charge up to 100 miles in 10 minutes. The site is complete with 8 traditional petrol pumps, a Costa Coffee, a Budgeons, Amazon Dropbox, bike racks, and home delivery drop-off point, in what many say is a likely model for future forecourts across industry. MFG has so far installed 44 rapid 150-kilowatt chargers in London, with 50 more planned by the end of 2021. We are seeing an increasing shift towards ancillary and adjacent services, a diversification of what forecourts are offering. It's all in aid of making the customer experience as pleasant as possible, says Chadwick, head of electric vehicles at the company. That is particularly important when we look towards an electric future where dwell times on sites will be slightly longer. We want to make sure customers are making the most of that time on site. He adds, what is obvious is that forecourts are no longer the only place where you can get miles for your vehicle, but they are a very important mix in terms of enabling the uptake of EVs and cleaner fuels. We recognise that at-home charging is the easiest, cheapest and most convenient method, but we are also very aware that in urban areas, over 60% households don't have garages or off-street parking. So there are some key locations where ultra-rapid EV charging hubs are going to be vital.